Thanks to Deputy Pringle for raising this matter. Yes, I do acknowledge that I hear the frustration of your constituents as articulated by you, and you've made specific reference to claims or information in relation to Donegal County Council, which I've yet to see, but which I certainly will ask the Minister for Housing to pursue with the local authority and to revert to you directly on, because I would like clarity in relation to that matter that you've just raised myself. You've specifically raised the issue of IS 465. As you know, the NSAI is Ireland's official standards body. It is, of course, an autonomous body under the responsibility of the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment. And my understanding is the NSAI have recently, I think on the 13th of September, provided an update on the status of the review of IS 465. The review will initially take the form of an extensive amendment to the testing protocol. I'm informed that the drafting of this amendment is nearing conclusion. The NSAI TC 63 have considered the interim output from the Geological Survey of Ireland managed research regarding internal sulphate attack and testing to identify that as well and other highly reactive forms of iron sulphide. These will be included in the amended IS 465. Changes will also include updates to the building condition assessment and sampling protocols, taking account of the information currently available, including the learnings from the application of the current standard. The amendment will then be published by the NSAI for a period of public engagement, and stakeholders will be able to engage with this process using the Your Standards, Your Say platform, which can be assessed via the NSAI website. All comments in relation to these protocols received during the consultation will then be fed in by the technical committee as part of its final recommendation. I'll specifically see if I can find a more precise timeline for you, but that's the update that I have today. I'll also put it in writing to you because I'm conscious it's quite a lot of technical information. What they're telling me here is that the current drafting process for the amendment has been progressing well, with substantial commitment and input from the voluntary members. I thank them for that. Every effort has been made to complete committee deliberations and produce a public consultation draft amendment for quarter three of this year. However, it's now expected that the draft amendment will be published by the NSAI in quarter four for public consultation. Following the publication of any revised standards, the DCB grant scheme will be reviewed at that point in the event of such amendments being required. The government also made a number of other amendments today, which you may be aware of, and I'm happy to come back to in my further reply.